we tend to have a bad one every five or six games. It was Dewsbury with 11 rounds remaining. That was our last one. So, you know, we sat down after that one and we spoke about going on a run for the next few weeks, and we did so. And obviously a disappointing result last weekend. The boys are still hurting, and I'm glad about that, because it was a poor old performance from us, and we've sat down and discussed the pros and cons of it, and obviously we need to get better this week, and it's not a terribly difficult week to coach in for me. The attitudinal side of the game and the mental side of the game and the aggression and the intensity you ask for comes with a game like this. So it's about just trying to, you know, work on the small aspects of the game and staying calm and composed. And usually in these big games, the smartest team, the most composed team comes through.
I was going to say, how do you try and pick them up after last week? But it sounds like you don't really. I suppose you just let them stew for a little bit.
Yeah. There's no point in speaking to them too much and for a prolonged period about last weekend. The quality of the video from Keighley is an issue, and we've not been able to review some of the issues that we had because of the quality of the video. So we've had to sit down, and they've had to take my word for it. And you know, I've not lied to them yet as this year, and unless I've had to tell a small white one to get the best out of them. But yeah, they've had to take some criticism on the chin, and six or seven or eight of them came in for individual reviews, just chats and one-on-ones about what we expect and what we don't expect. And you know, over the last few weeks, one or two individuals have made the same errors, and we've sat down and spoken about them. And you know, the time for them errors are gone, because there's people putting pressure for performance, and they're waiting for their chance that are sat on the sidelines. So, you know, if we make changes, we make them for the right reasons. If we don't, then we expect a better performance than from the individuals that, at the very least, that we've spoken to.
Yeah, individual problems, I guess, if they happen once, is just something that you can't account for. But if it happens regularly, then it's something you need to address.
Yeah, we need to address the issues that we've had individually over the last few weeks. Listen, people make mistakes for a week or two, or, you know, but three times in a row is just too many. And I've had that rule right throughout my career, where you've been on, you know, one strike, two strike, this is your final warning. And if you go out and produce the same again, then you're not going to play next week. And I got saying that, that's relevant for them players, but we can't have the same errors every week. And you know, to a degree, last weekend was tough for us. I pulled out on the morning of the game and left Scott Spavin in it a little bit, threw him in at the deep end, and he came up with a couple of individual mistakes. But we can elaborate for them, because he don't play that position, and he was thrown in on Sunday morning as opposed to training all week with number six or seven on his back. So other individuals have made similar errors to what they've made in the last few weeks in their position, and we expect more of them.
Is that hard for you to do as a player coach, when you have to pull yourself out? You've got to, I guess you've got your player side of things, but then you've got your coaching side of things. You've got to put both hats on.
Yeah, I mean, the way I decided on it was, I went back to bed Sunday morning and decided that if on Monday I did a review and one of the players played poorly, and I asked him what was up with him, and he said that he was ill on Saturday and Sunday, and he didn't tell me, I'd have been mortified, and I'd have come down on him like a ton of bricks. And the same goes for me. You know, I'm just telling a different or the same person as a player that I'm not right to play, and the decision was made for me to pull out by me and the other coaches as well. Obviously, I just didn't feel I could have given everything in the game and got through it, and that's the top and bottom of it. It's not ideal, especially in a key position in the team, but you know, that's what sometimes life throws at you as a rugby league professional player, and the players have to deal with that. You know, as I say, it's not the reason we lost the game by any stretch. There's plenty of reasons for that.
How are you assessing the fight for the top two now, then, following last weekend?
Well, we're way behind the eight ball, if you ask me. The aim for us was to make the top eight and be in this division, and obviously we've put ourselves in a great position for that, but we can still be scrapping for that sixth and seventh and eighth spot if we don't get back to winning ways quickly. And as I say, there's no better way than against, you know, probably the best game in the calendar for many people at this club on Sunday.
Yeah, if you don't have to psych them up for this one, do you have to rein them in a little bit? Is it the opposite effect?
Yeah, we need to stay calm, and that's what I'm saying about, you listen, they can dwell as much as they want on last weekend. We've got to move on quickly, and there don't need to be any Churchillian speeches from anybody before the game on Sunday. It's a derby game, and that usually does the trick for everybody with regards to the mental side of the game. What it is, it for the staff and for me in particular, is to make sure the players are equipped to, you know, post points in any weaknesses that we see fit and be clinical with what opportunities we get, and also be able to stop the many threats of Sheffield at the weekend and stay composed with it. You know, we did that when we went to the Alverton Stadium early on in the season, where we went down quite heavily first half, down to 12 men, and conceded 3 tries quickly, and we always knew that we'd get our chance and stayed patient and composed and stuck to what we said we'd stick to, and obviously got results at the end of that. So that's what derbies are about for me. The raw emotion gets players through, but the smart teams generally win it.
It's all about mentality, isn't it? You've played in some huge derby games over the years. It's all about your mental strength in these matches.
Yeah, you've got to stay strong and you've got to stick to what you're asked to do. And if the coach is wrong, then he'll hold his hands up after the game. But, you know, generally coaches get it right, and that's why they're in the position they're in. And in derby games in particular, I've played under coaches where we've been given no chance to win the game, and he's come up with a perfect game plan. And obviously, on the flip side of that, we've been given every chance and gone in as favourites and lost the game because you just don't turn up. And we've got to get the mix right this weekend. We've got to get the team selection right. We've got to get the mix of emotion and composure right, and we've got to get back to winning ways as quickly as we can. We've done it really well this year. Listen, when we've lost a game, we've bounced back the week after generally in every game. So the performance is paramount for us this week, and obviously the result will take care of itself if we perform well.
Sheffield, in terms of a test then this weekend, they're better away from home than they are at home, aren't they?
Yeah, that's a threat for them. If we could switch the fixture, we probably would. They've not won too many times at the Alverton, and I know it's difficult. I've used the word transition, and they're in a bit of a transition as a group, where they've lost some senior pros that have moved on, or retired, or are injured. And obviously they're trying things that are new to them as a group. They're playing on a different field at a different stadium every fortnight, and it takes some getting used to, that period of shift and move. And you know, but what they are away from home is a real threat when they play on a pitch that's as wide and as flat and as open as ours. I've seen them perform and put some teams to bed by 50 in videos, you know, previous to ours previewing this one. So they're certainly more of a threat at our home right now than they are at home.
How are you looking team news wise then? Are you fit, first of all?
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I've got over it. I was okay probably Tuesday or yesterday, feeling back to my normal self. And we train this evening, Thursday, and then we're back in tomorrow or Saturday, one or the other, and then we play Sunday. So the team, you know, the team will know where we're at as a group on Thursday, Friday with regard to selection of players. And, you know, we're looking certainly to bounce back to winning ways.